Welcome to Bias Breakdown. I'm your host, Kara Rucker. Today's discussion, did Elon Musk give a Nazi salute at a rally after President Trump was inaugurated? How the story is being told by left and right news outlets. That's the story of today's Bias Breakdown. Elon Musk took to the stage at a celebratory rally in Washington hours after President Trump was sworn in. Musk came out energized and fist pumping as an avid supporter for the now 47th president. Musk even hollering into the microphone in excitement as he began his speech. Yes, this is what victory feels like. Yeah. If you're listening to this without being able to see the video, Musk is clearly passionate on stage, surrounded by supporters. He goes on to say how important this election was, and again becomes animated when expressing his shared vision with Trump of astronauts planting U.S. flags on Mars. We're showing the video now of Musk acting out the motion of staking flags into Mars, not once, but twice, with a grunt and another yell of excitement. That tees us up for what comes next, the part of Musk's speech that has led to some online controversy and reaction. So Musk, while thanking people who voted for Trump, hits his chest and slings his arm in the air twice to the crowd in front and the people behind him, then grabs his heart again as he says his heart goes out to the people. Now that you've got the context behind the clip, let's see how this is being reported on by media with a left and right political bias. News outlets with a left political bias leaned into reporting Musk's gesture looked like a Nazi and fascist salute. Like New Republic's headline, did Elon Musk seriously just do a Nazi salute at Trump's inauguration? And The Guardian's headline, Elon Musk appears to make back-to-back fascist salutes. In contrast, news outlets on the right are calling out left-leaning outlets for making the accusations. Fox News, media outlets accuse Elon Musk of giving fascist salute. The National Review, CNN anchors imply Elon Musk gave Nazi salute, a theme in coverage, left-leaning outlets spotlighting the speculation over Musk's intentions, and right-leaning outlets calling their media coverage a continued narrative of comparing GOP practices to fascism. Here's CNN anchors discussing the gesture on air at the event live, saying it's evocative of things we've seen throughout history, and then making mention of Musk's interest in what the anchor describes as far-right politics in Germany. Yes, that salute was evocative of things that we have seen throughout history. And of course, we do want to bring it up to be able to take a little bit of a closer look. I think it's worth noting Elon Musk has started playing in politics across Europe as well, including a far-right party in Germany. In response to CNN's coverage, right-leaning National Review wrote, "The Inauguration Day comments represent a return to form for the CNN host as media commentators repeatedly likened Trump to a fascist dictator during his first term and throughout the most recent campaign." Similarly, left-leaning PBS News reported on Musk's gesture appearing to be a fascist salute in this post on X. Fox News calling out PBS in their report saying PBS NewsHour fired out a post on X that said the Tesla CEO gave what appeared to be a fascist salute. The political take by these news outlets mirrors the sentiment of party politicians. New York Democratic Congressman Jerry Nadler shared PBS's post, writing a caption that read, "I never imagined we would see the day when what appears to be a Heil Hitler salute would be made behind the presidential seal. This abhorrent gesture has no place in our society and belongs in the darkest chapters of human history. I urge all of my colleagues to unite in condemning this hateful gesture for what it is, anti-Semitism." It's a different tune compared to Georgia Republican Congresswoman Marjorie Taylor Greene, who shared PBS's post with this caption. As the chairwoman of the Oversight Subcommittee on DOGE, I look forward to PBS NewsHour coming before my committee and explaining why lying and spreading propaganda to serve the Democrat Party and attack Republicans is a good use of taxpayer funds. Musk also had an unlikely ally come to his defense, the Anti-Defamation League. This is a group Musk has previously clashed with, particularly over their calls for more regulation of speech on X, an issue Musk has strongly opposed in his advocacy for free speech. The ADL posted, "This is a delicate moment. It's a new day, and yet so many are on edge. Our politics are inflamed, and social media only adds to the anxiety." It seems that Elon Musk made an awkward gesture in a moment of enthusiasm, not a Nazi salute, but again, we appreciate that people are on edge. In this moment, all sides should give one another a bit of grace, perhaps even the benefit of the doubt, and take a breath. This is a new beginning. Let's hope for healing and work toward unity in the months and years ahead. Progressive Congresswoman Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez condemned the ADL, saying, "Just to be clear, you are defending a Heil Hitler salute that was performed and repeated for emphasis and clarity." Musk responded to the ADL's post saying, "Thanks, guys," with a laughing emoji, and reposted other users' comments calling it the salute hoax. In summary, as President Trump begins his second term, controversy swarms one of his closest allies. Politicians and media on the left are questioning or calling out what they believe Musk's intentions were behind the gesture, while politicians and media on the right are dismissing those reports and accusations. The same story, but two different angles, depending on the political bias. And that's your bias breakdown.